don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful and blessed gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to us so long ago as a baby in a manger, who was born, grew up, lived, died on the cross for us, and rose again from the dead and made a way for us to be saved. Thank you for the glorious story of Christmas and all the details of it. Father, I pray that you touch every listener, move upon every listener to make it a high priority during this Christmas season to make time to go through Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2 and listen to you as you speak words of wisdom, grace, and power through the Christmas story, not so much just for the celebration of Christmas, but that we would be better equipped followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, disciples involved in the wonderful work of discipleship. And thank you, Father, for our guest today. Use her mightily to bless our listeners and to help them to become further equipped disciples doing the work you've called us all to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we're so thankful that we can come to your throne today and be received there because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because we're clothed in his righteousness. We love you, Father. We praise your name. We're thankful for the Christmas season and what it means to our hearts as we think about the baby in Bethlehem and our Savior hanging on a cross, dying there for sinners like us. We have so much to rejoice in today, Father. We have so much to tell others about. Help us, Father. Help us to be bold in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ this Christmas season. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We are honored and blessed today to have as our phone guest today Hannah Bolvey. She's the Greatest Journey Development Manager for the Ministry of Operation Christmas Child. Hannah, how are you today?
I am well, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, great to have you today. And Hannah, I want to ask if you'll take time just to further introduce yourself, and then we want to get right into talking about what the Greatest Journey is all about.
Absolutely. Well, those two things kind of go, in many ways, hand in hand. As you said, my name is Hannah Bolvey, and I have now served on staff with Operation Christmas Child, which is a part of Samaritan's Purse, for the past 6.5 years. And my time here has really been focused on helping people to understand that we are so much more than just the shoebox. We're not just about giving gifts to children. The Lord is gracious with us, and he does give us good gifts. But we know that no object, no toy, no school supplies could ever on its own truly change the life or the heart of a child. And so the Greatest Journey is the follow-up discipleship program. When children receive shoeboxes, they're invited to come back. And enter into a 12-week discipleship program. And I get to work here developing and working with that program here based in Boone, North Carolina, up in the mountains.
Okay. And so, the greatest journey is basically a follow-up discipleship program that is an outgrowth of Operation Christmas Child. Is that correct?
That is. So it's really interesting. In fact, the greatest journey itself started as an answer to prayer. In Ecuador in 2009, there was a pastor of a little church way up in the mountains, and he had been praying for tools to disciple children in his community. At that point in Ecuador, there were no resources for children in churches. And so partly because of that, and just because it wasn't a part of the culture at that point, children were largely, they were allowed to either sit in service, in the adult service, or they were just outside playing. And he really saw the need for a discipleship program, but being of little resources himself, he just began to pray and ask God. And he prayed for 3 years that the Lord would provide some way that he could do a follow-up disciples, that he could really ignite the heart of his church to disciple the next generation. Mm. And he then, after 3 years of praying, he was approached by Operation Christmas Child, and he was asked if he would at all be interested in piloting a brand new program that they were just starting called The Greatest Journey. And it was a 12-week discipleship program. And would he at all be interested in equipping his church to disciple children? And he just raised his hands and said, yes, Lord, yes. Mm-hmm. And that was really the start of The Greatest Journey. And his church would go on to go through the training for that. And the teacher training really equipped and ignited the hearts of his congregation, his very small little congregation, to really be busy about the work of the kingdom. And they began working, and he says that it was God's miracle to ignite a fire in his church for evangelism and discipleship. Mm. And as a result of that, in 2009, they started with a small class of about 50 kids, and then it grew to 150 kids, and then they started going other places and doing it. And since 2009, more than 100 churches have been planted in Ecuador as a direct result of this discipleship program. It's just spread, you know? Mm. It's the word of God and the spirit of God and the people of God coming together. Mm-hmm. And we've been promised that, you know, if we stay connected to the vine, that we will bear a lot of fruit. But without him, we can't do anything. And so the Greatest Journey discipleship program, you know, almost all of your listeners have probably heard about Operation Christmas Child and the shoebox gifts that we send to children, but so many people do not know that that's just the tip of the iceberg, that there is so much more, because we are really seeking to disciple kids. And that's why we need your help, and we need the help of your listeners, because it costs $6, just $6, to provide the resources for a pastor to disciple a child. That's going to be the leader guide. It's going to be a student workbook. It's going to be a graduation certificate when they're done, which is a fun thing. It's a really big deal. And when they graduate, they receive a Bible in their own language. All of that is included for the $6 per child. And so AFR, you guys, American Family Radio, you guys are partnering with us and have set it up so that all of your listeners can go to afr.net and donate there, or call in 877-616-2396 and help us as we support the work of evangelism, discipleship, and watch the Lord do his work of multiplication all over the world.
Well, Hannah, I want to ask, would you take time to pray for listeners to really grow in their understanding of how important it is for us to disciple children, period? Mm. Obviously, certainly through the wonderful outreach of The Greatest Journey, But even in our own culture, there's such a need for it to become a much greater priority for the people of God. Would you pray for the church all over the world to grow in this regard?
I would love to. Thank you. Oh, Father, you have never called us to be knowledge bearers. Lord, you have called us to be disciple makers. And there is such a difference. God, you don't want us just to know things. You want us to love well. In fact, your word tells us that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to be those that build up the next generation. God, I pray for every person who listens to this, Lord, that you would stir within their hearts a desire to not just teach, but to disciple, to take that next step and to be an example, to be a model. Lord, we have to first be a disciple before we can make a disciple. So, Lord, I pray that we would all be stirred to sit at your feet, to spend time with you. Because, Lord, as we spend time with you, our hearts are transformed from the inside out. And then we get to walk through the world sharing love that does not come from us, Lord. It comes directly from you. But, Father, we must, like a dry sponge, we must soak in your goodness before we can share your glory with the rest of the world. So, Father, I pray that you would help all of the listeners today, Lord, to spend time with you, to soak in who you are, not just knowledge of you, but relationship with you, and that we would then in turn teach that to the next generation. Lord, so many generations have come before and they have been faithful to pass the truth and the love to us. So, Father, may we be faithful to in turn pass your love and your truth onto the next generation. Thank you for what you are already doing. Thank you that you are faithful. We love you in Jesus' name.
And Father, I do thank you for the privilege you give to each and every one of us as believers to be involved in the great work of making disciples. What a joy and an honor and a privilege it is for us to be vessels through which you can reach and share Jesus with children. And what a joy and privilege it is to help them to begin to grow and grow up in their walk with you as well. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of joy and peace that would encourage us to be faithful and diligent in helping our children to come to know you and then to grow up and grow strong. Thank you for this great outreach called The Greatest Journey. Father, anoint this ministry with a fresh anointing and move upon every single listener to do whatever you'd have them to do to get involved with helping to support and come alongside this great outreach to young people. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. The number to call if you're interested in supporting this great outreach is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or donate online at afr.net. Hannah, in the last minute or so, anything last further that you'd like to share about The Greatest Journey?
Well, I think just the final thing would be the follow-up to the story that I just shared with you about that pastor in Ecuador. You know, 100 churches were planted, but the really cool thing is that of those 100 churches, that was in 2009, many of those children are you know, of course, grown up now. Mm-hmm. But those children, 55 of them last year, got together just to talk about what the Lord had done in their lives. And about half of them were pastors. Another quarter of them were missionaries. And all of them were involved in passing on the truth that they had learned to the next generation. So it really is multiplication by the work of the Spirit. And that is a great business to be in.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Hannah, for being with us today. And keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much.
Again, Hannah Bolvi, The Greatest Journey Development Manager for Operation Christmas Child. We'll be right back. Music of Michael W. Smith with Christmas Time. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're highlighting the great outreach ministry called The Greatest Journey. It's a follow-up outreach of Operation Christmas Child, and we're asking our AFR family to help us provide The Greatest Journey curriculum to 10,000 children around the world. Your gift of $6 helps to provide evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication for one child in over 100 countries worldwide. And it happens through this great outreach called The Greatest Journey. Let me share with you a little bit more about what The Greatest Journey is. Again, after receiving a shoebox gift through Operation Christmas Child, children in the communities where this great outreach is at work have the opportunity to participate in a follow-up discipleship program, which we call, as we've mentioned, The Greatest Journey. And it's a dynamic 12-lesson Bible study course in the child's native language led by a local teacher trained by Samaritan's Purse. And we can all relate to the discipleship impact Sunday school or vacation Bible school has had in the lives of our children. So The Greatest Journey is similar to that with worldwide impact. We're going to take time to listen to some brief recordings. We're going to share a few brief recordings that help to paint a fuller picture of the great work of the ministry of The Greatest Journey, again, which is an extension of Operation Christmas Child.
It is about sharing the gospel, which is giving them the opportunity to become to know Christ, but then we help them and introduce them to the Christian life, which is discipleship. And so we provide to the churches and ministry partners The Greatest Journey, the discipleship program, and we train teachers to be able to give them the ability and the capacity to go out and share to those children and to be the examples and to instruct them in the ways of how they can come to know Christ and have a deeper relationship with Him. So it is amazing, and there are great testimonies. Actually, The Greatest Journey was launched globally here in Ecuador with 150 children, with 14 teachers. And now we are talking about millions of children coming to know Christ, but also being introduced to the discipleship program. We share about knowing Christ, walking with Christ, and sharing about Christ.
It was a little child, a little boy. He was from former Soviet Union area, and he actually received a shoebox, and then he had a chance to go and do Greatest Journey, which is a follow-up. And so he was actually at home with his mom, and he was, you know, journaling in his journal, trying to finish up his work before he was going to school. And he was kind of running late, and so his mom was trying to push him off the door, you know, out the door. And he's just trying to finish up, trying to finish it up. And so by the time when his mom kicked him out of the door to go to school, that was his actual last entry, because that day when he got to school, there was some people that came in and just shot all the kids, you know.
Terrorist attack, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just not a pretty sight, you know. And when his mom went back to his journal and read the last entry that he was so hard trying to finish that day, it was an entry where it was a lesson about accepting Jesus as your Savior. And so his last entry that he was trying to finish up so urgently was just a couple questions, you know. Do you accept Jesus as your Savior? And he put, yes, I accept Jesus as my Savior. And it asked, what does that mean to you? And he wrote, it means that Jesus is the Lord of my life.
Wow.
You know, and that's his last entry. And it's so cool to know that he had a chance to accept Jesus before he actually got to meet Jesus.
Two powerful testimonies of persons who've had the opportunity to work with the great outreach called The Greatest Journey. Again, the first one was from Jonathan, who's on staff with Operation Christmas Child in the country of Ecuador. And he explains, and of course he took time to explain the mission behind The Greatest Journey and how God has used that in such a wonderful way. And then the second testimony, the powerful testimony from Elena, who's from the former Soviet Union, and was a recipient of an Operation Christmas Child shoebox only when she was a child in an orphanage. And of course, Elena was recounting a story that's both on the one hand tragic, but it's at the same time glorious, of a precious little boy that received Christ before he died tragically in a tragedy in a world that is such a dangerous and difficult place to be in. Well, but again, The Greatest Journey continues to impact children all over the world in wonderful, wonderful ways. And we're encouraging every listener, please take time to prayerfully consider getting involved in supporting the great work of The Greatest Journey. Again, what we're encouraging you to do is to get involved by, and remember, just $6 sends one child on The Greatest Journey. By donating $6, you're providing one child everything they need to participate in The Greatest Journey outreach. And that includes the student booklet, graduation certificate, New Testament Bible with selected stories from the Old Testament, and again, all of this is done through a local church. So it's a great outreach to plug into and get involved with. So again, to get involved, simply call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or donate online at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And keep in mind, again, The Greatest Journey is a 12-lesson scripture-based curriculum offered through local churches to children in their communities who receive Operation Christmas Child shoebox gifts. And so the discipleship program, it's offered in the children's native language as a follow-up to the shoebox distribution. So it's a great and a very efficient way of carrying out the building of God's kingdom. And local teachers are equipped to lead children through the 12-lesson course, and the knowledge, and they're given the knowledge to continue children's ministry once the program is complete. And it even includes a graduation ceremony and certificate that are offered to children who complete all 12 lessons. And every graduate also receives a copy of a New Testament at the graduation event. And keep in mind, this, with for many of these children, this may be the only graduation event these children will ever participate in. So again, what an opportunity, what a joy it is for us to plug into and support a great outreach like this. Again, remember, $6 sends one child on The Greatest Journey. $60 reaches 10 children. And again, so on and so forth. So be a part of the evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication in over 100 countries worldwide. And we're going to take time to listen to another testimonial at this time.
So The Greatest Journey started in 2009. Since then, three of my friends are now teaching The Greatest Journey. So why are they doing it? You know, they received the shoebox the same time I received my shoebox gift. And since then, they know from experience the impact that shoebox have in their life. So now they are reaching the community, they're going out and telling the children that receive the shoebox gift to enroll in the 12-week discipleship program. So yes, as soon as they enroll in the Greatest Journey, they see the example because they are from the same church. They live in the same community. You know what my friends told me? They said, hey Luis, this is great. We have never seen anything like this. The children that just graduated from the 12-week discipleship program are bringing their friends, wow, their families, their grandpa, their grandma, and the church is growing. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
This year, I got the chance to go back to Panama and deliver two boxes. While I was there, I saw at the graduation that one boy, he said, I walked 2 hours every week just to come to the discipleship program.
Wow.
And I was shocked because we have churches everywhere.
Yes, we do.
Everywhere in the United States, mm-hmm, we have churches and we don't even go. But
right,
this little boy that was 13 years old walked 2 hours every week just to go to the 12-week lessons. Hey, when I saw his certificate and the New Testament, I was so happy because I know that he is gonna go and tell others what he experienced. I know that he gave his heart to Jesus. And that just fills my heart. And you can be part of this, mm-hmm, just by a simple donation of $6.
Have you ever thought what comes after the box? At Samaritan's Purse, we've got an incredible program after Operation Christmas Child. It's called The Greatest Journey. The purpose of Samaritan's Purse is evangelism. We just don't want to just hand out a box. Children that put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we want to disciple them and raise up an army of young kids who can take their faith and share it with another child so that that person will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, evangelism, taking the gospel to another generation. The Greatest Journey is an incredible opportunity to take children and set them down and then give them kind of an overview of the scripture so they understand the basic concepts of the Bible. And then to teach them verses where they have to memorize verses. And at the end of 12 weeks, they get a certificate and they get a Bible. We always work through the local church. And when it's all said and done and the training's finished, these kids are going to be part of the church, going out into their communities, sharing their faith in Jesus Christ. It's a great opportunity to impact the life of a child, teaching children how to share their faith with their friends and family around the world, raising up an army of evangelists who can take the gospel to the next generation.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we've been sharing with you brief recordings that help to, again, to paint a bigger picture, to help you to better understand what the great work of the ministry called The Greatest Journey and outreach of Operation Christmas Child is all about. And the first recording was from a young man by the name of Luis Gonzalez, who was only 6 years old living in Panama when he received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox that contained the first toy he'd ever received in his life, a stuffed lamb, as well as school supplies that he had prayed for, and a letter that said, Jesus loves you and I love you too. And Luis gave his life to Christ, and he's now an adult involved in ministry in local churches. And also, of course, the second testimony was, of course, the well-known voice of Franklin Graham, who's the president of Samaritan's Purse. And, of course, Operation Christmas Child is an outreach ministry of Samaritan's Purse. And so Franklin, of course, is telling about the impact of The Greatest Journey and the program and what it's all about. So, again, the testimonies are just powerful and great to consider as the Lord is using this outreach in so many wonderful ways. So again, our encouragement to you is if you please pray much for the ministry of The Greatest Journey, of course, because it definitely can use all of our prayers, but also prayerfully consider giving a donation. Remember, $6, just $6 sends one child on The Greatest Journey, and $60 reaches 10 children, and so on and so forth, and so far as how that works. So simply call if you'd like to get involved and support this work financially, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 877-616-2396, or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net. And we're looking at the great ministry, the greatest journey and outreach of Operation Christmas Child. We'll be right back.
There's a man who stands in the cold wind tonight, and he greets everyone passing by with a smile and a ringing bell. And the song that he's playing is his own way of saying, love is here. Music of Christmas. And there's a lady who sits all alone with her thoughts and the memories of all that she's lost. When she hears a sound at her door and the song comes to find her as a gentle reminder, music of Christmas. So this song is with your heart. You will hear a song in the laughter of a child. Oh, won't you listen for the sound?
Music of Stephen Curtis Chapman with the Music of Christmas. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're focusing on the great ministry outreach called The Greatest Journey, which is a follow-up outreach of the work and ministry of Operation Christmas Child. And so we're asking our AFR family to help us provide the Greatest Journey curriculum to 10,000 plus children around the world. Remember, your gift of $6 helps provide evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication for one child in over 100 countries worldwide. And it happens, and it can happen more and more through the ministry called The Greatest Journey. Again, an outreach of Operation Christmas Child. And keep in mind, The Greatest Journey is led by selected evangelical national volunteers in different nations. allowing the ministry strategy to be owned and implemented by people in the communities of those nations who know the language, the people, and the context as well. And this model reduces dependency on foreign influence or support in the way they do the work of mission and mission outreach. So again, a great strategy to use. And so we're encouraging every single listener to prayerfully consider getting involved. The number, once again, to call in is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or donate online at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And once again, we're going to share further some brief recordings that, again, continue to help you better learn more about what the great work of The Greatest Journey is all about. Here's a testimonial, a couple testimonials by Chris Swanson, who is the Operation Christmas Child Senior Regional Director for the Americas and Caribbean region. And he's going to share about how God has used The Greatest Journey in different nations.
Millions, literally millions of children have already gone through it, and there are so, so many more waiting and desirous to go through it. I think of children that, story after story, who have walked through The Greatest Journey, and it's been that tool that God has used to equip them to share their faith with a friend. Stories of children who come out of homes where there's terrible abuse, and they have walked through The Greatest Journey and just seen their own lives change, and then come home and had the courage to share with a dad or a mom that's really struggling the hope of Jesus. And these children have watched their mom and dad's lives flipped upside down. And so it's not the investment that only impacts one child. It's an investment that impacts a multiplicity of people exponentially. The other side of The Greatest Journey that I would just add to is that it is one of the most powerful tools that we're seeing that God is using to see churches planted around the world, pastors getting excited about the fact that as these outreach events happen with shoeboxes and the gospel is presented, and then children are invited back to The Greatest Journey, they're watching churches be born. I'll never forget sitting in front of a little group of kids that had gathered, and I'm sitting there alongside the pastor, and we're kind of hanging back, and the event is happening, and gospel's being shared, shoeboxes are being distributed, and then kids are invited to come back for 12 weeks of The Greatest Journey, and the pastor taps me on the shoulder, and he says, "Chris, do you know what you're witnessing?" And I said, "Well, I think it's a distribution." And he goes, "No, you're not just witnessing a distribution. You're witnessing the birth of a brand new church." And so as you, the listener, consider investing for eternity, I can think of fewer things that are a more worthwhile investment than something like helping one child or 10 children or 100 children walk through The Greatest Journey. And I believe strongly that someday you and I will stand in heaven in the presence of millions who have been impacted, and I suspect you're going to get a tap on the shoulder from quite a few who say, "Hey, thank you. Thank you for investing." The gospel is presented in a child-friendly way at that big event, distribution event. But then before those kids are dismissed, you know, they're excited to have their box, but before they're dismissed, we'll invite them to say, "Hey, come on back next week, because we're going to start a brand new journey together." And as you mentioned, the title of our discipleship program is The Greatest Journey. And that's 12 weeks, and kids are taken through kind of three main sections. One is really a recap of the gospel for the first 4 weeks, and then walking with Christ is that second section, and finally sharing what you've learned, right? Sharing your newfound faith with others. And so as kids go through it, they have a chance again to respond to the gospel if they haven't already, and then have practical pieces put in place to walk with Jesus, my newfound faith, and then share with my friends and family. So these kids are really getting discipled, and we like to say they're becoming agents of mission, right? They're the next evangelists and missionaries. At the very end, there's this big celebration, graduation event. They graduate, receive a certificate. They receive a New Testament in their own language. And who comes to graduations? Well, we all know moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and friends. And so yet another opportunity to share the gospel. But this time, the really neat thing is that it's these kids These kids are standing up and telling their stories to their own parents and friends and other family members that are there. I've been present at several of these graduation events, and there are a few things that I've ever experienced more moving than listening to an 11, 12, 13-year-old tell how Jesus has changed their life and watching a mom and dad respond.
Again, two testimonials from Chris Swanson, who's the Operation Christmas Child Senior Regional Director for the Americas and Caribbean region. And again, sharing about the impact and how God has used the Greatest Journey curriculum and ministry outreach. Again, we're encouraging every single listener to prayerfully get involved in supporting the great work of this powerful ministry called The Greatest Journey. Remember, The Greatest Journey helps to equip the local church in different nations with resources to help connect with children in their communities after they've received the shoebox gifts and teach and disciple them in their faith, in their newfound faith in Christ Jesus. It also provides biblical resources the church may not otherwise be able to afford, and emphasizes the value of children's ministry as well. We're going to listen to two last testimonials from Hannah Bolvey, who we heard from in person on the first part of the broadcast.
Man, I could tell so many, but the first one that comes to mind is actually after the very, very first lesson of The Greatest Journey, which is the story of creation. We think it's really important for kids to know that they were not just random, that they were made in God's image, and that means that they are on purpose, that they were specifically created, and that they are loved by God. There was this one little girl that after this first lesson, literally in the week before she came back to the second lesson, her mother brought her back to the teacher and said, "Okay, what did you do? Because my daughter has been singing around the house, behaving completely differently." And she said, what was it? What did you teach?" And the teacher said, "This is the story. This is what we taught. You know, she's got her book. You can look at it." And so the mom turns to the little girl and she says, why, you know, what has this changed?" And she said, "Mom, I've been trying to tell you all week, I am on purpose." To learn on week one that she was made in the image of God was a huge game changer for her. They said that throughout the rest of that Greatest Journey class, this little girl just blossomed. You know, I think another really important thing for our listeners to know is that included in that $6 is a copy of the Bible. It's a New Testament with Old Testament selected stories because it's geared for children to be able to read it. And it is incredibly powerful because in many, many instances, that copy of the Word of God is the only copy that a family will have. They read the Bible as a family out loud, oftentimes all the way through it and then start again. And the power of the Word of God, you know, we know is so powerful. And so families are being transformed through the power of The Greatest Journey and the gospel, the Word of God that comes along with it.
Again, two great testimonials from Hannah Bolvey, who we had live earlier on the broadcast. Again, Hannah serves as the Operation Christmas Child on the Operation Christmas Child staff, and one of her focus areas specifically is the outreach, The Greatest Journey. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been focusing on the great outreach called The Greatest Journey, an outreach ministry or follow-up ministry of Operation Christmas Child. Let me just say this, that they just touched on children receiving Bibles. Parents, remember, getting your child their own easy reading Bible is such a very wise thing. And then in having them to read it out loud to you daily, can't overemphasize how important that is. Prayerfully consider doing that. Consider doing that for all of your children as well. As usual, as we conclude the broadcast, if you're listening today and if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to receive Christ and to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply pray this prayer along with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. My email address is jparker@afa.net. If you just prayed and received Christ, we invite you, please do email us and let us know. We'd like to share with you some resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, my email, jparker@afa.net. Or if you'd simply like to receive some of the discipleship resources we provide, we'll be glad to share them with you. Again, same email, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Please remember to pray much for the great ministry, The Greatest Journey, which is a follow-up outreach of Operation Christmas Child. Pray much for them, the Lord to bless them, and prayerfully consider giving to help with that great outreach. The number once again, 1-877-616-2396, or go online to give at afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.